Chapter 10. The police took Magwitch to prison. He was going to go to court, but the police had to find some soldiers that knew he was the same man that was sent to Australia so many years ago. The only man in London that knew he was the same man had been Compeyson, but he was dead. I asked Mr. Jaggers to help Magwitch, but he said, as soon as someone knows Magwitch is found, he will be killed for coming back to England. You should have kept his money. Now the government will get all his money. I don't care about his money. I just want Magwitch to be safe, I said. When I got home from Mr. Jaggers' office, Herbert told me that he was going to the East to make his fortune very soon. I was so upset. Magwitch was in trouble, and I was going to lose Herbert. Come with me and Clara. You can live with us. You can be my clerk and work hard to make your own fortune, Herbert said to me. Can you let me have 2 or 3 months to think about it? I asked. Herbert said he would give me the time to think. When he left, I was lonely without him, so I went to see Wemmick. He asked me to come to dinner on Monday. I went to his house on Monday, but the aged wasn't there. I went for a walk with Wemmick, and he took me to a church. We went inside, but I didn't know what was going on. Then the aged came in with Miss Skiffins. Wemmick and Miss Skiffins were getting married, and I was Wemmick's best man. After they got married, we went to an inn to eat dinner. You are not allowed to tell Mr. Jaggers that I got married, Wemmick told me. Magwitch was very ill. He was still hurt from fighting with Compeyson, but he wasn't getting better. Mr. Jaggers asked the court if they would wait until Magwitch was better, but they wouldn't. I was allowed to go with him and hold his hand. Magwitch was scared in court. There were 30 prisoners who were all going to die in the court. The rest of the room was full of people that were there to watch. When it was Magwitch's turn, it took a long time to read out all the bad things that he had done in his life. I didn't want Magwitch to die, so after I came home from court, I wrote letters to many people to try and help him. But nobody wrote back and nobody did anything. I went to see Magwitch every day, but he was not getting better. I knew that he was going to die. Before you die, I need to tell you that your daughter is alive. She is a very beautiful lady, and I love her very much, I told him. He was so happy that he kissed my hand, and then he died. I prayed that God would be good to Magwitch. I was now all alone in the world. I had no money, and I owed a lot of money to many people. I was going to sell my things and get a smaller place to live, but then I was ill. I was so ill that I saw Magwitch and Miss Havisham in my room. I was so ill that when one of the men I owed money to turned up at my door, I didn't know who he was. He told me I was going to prison, but before I knew what was happening, people were coming to help me. All of the people looked like Joe. He had come to save me, and I felt horrible that I had treated Joe so badly in my life. I got better and found out that Biddy had been teaching Joe how to read and write. When I was ill, Miss Havisham had died and left money to many people who should have had their money. She even gave money to Herbert and Matthew Pocket. Orlick had gone to Mr. Pumblechook's house and stolen from him. He tied Mr. Pumblechook up and hit him. Now Orlick was in prison. Joe came to stay at my house. We went for a walk together, just as we did when I was a boy. We talked about many things. I tried to tell Joe about Magwitch and everything that had happened since I last saw him, but Joe told me that the past didn't matter. I am sorry I didn't stop Mrs. Joe hitting you when you were a little boy. Whenever I tried to stop her, she hit you more, Joe told me. Joe looked after me until I was well again. When I was well, Joe started to call me sir again. I felt horrible that he was doing that. Then I woke up one morning and found that Joe had gone. He had left a letter for me. It said he had paid back all the money I owed, but he was not coming back again. I was so upset that I made a new plan. I would go back to the village on the marsh and marry Biddy. I would go back to being a blacksmith again. I stayed in London for 3 days before I went to the village. I stayed at the inn for one night and then went to see Satis' house. Everything in the house had been sold and the land had been given to many different people. When I went back to the inn, Mr. Pumblechook was waiting for me. He had come to tell me off. Mr. Pumblechook told me I had been horrible to my family. I was so angry with him that I was rude to him. Then I stood up and left to go and find Biddy and Joe. I went to the school to watch Biddy teach, but there was no one at the school. It was a holiday and all the children were at home. So I went to see Joe at home, but he wasn't working. It was like no one was there. The windows on the house were open and I could hear people inside. I knocked on the door. It opened and there were Joe and Biddy holding hands. Joe and Biddy looked so happy. "Pip, you came. Joe and I just got married," Biddy said. I didn't know what to say. I was so shocked that I sat down and didn't say anything for a long time. I was very glad that I never told Joe about wanting to marry Biddy when I was a little boy. When I could talk again, I told Joe and Biddy how much I loved them both and how happy I was that they were married. I thanked them for paying back the money I owed and told them I would give them all the money back. I told them I was sorry for all the mean things I had done to them. I decided that I was going to go to the East to live with Herbert and Clara, and told Joe and Biddy what I was going to do, and we all said goodbye. I wrote a letter to Herbert to tell him I was coming. I worked with him, and I soon was his partner. I made a lot of money and wrote letters to Biddy and Joe. I gave them back all the money that they had given me. We worked in the East together for 11 years. I thought about why we had done so well the whole time. It wasn't because of me. It was because of Herbert. We had made his dream come true. I thought about my life and realized that I was the one that had made myself miserable and made a mess of my own life. After 11 years in the East, I decided to go and visit Joe and Biddy. Joe and Biddy had a baby boy that was called Pip. I loved him as soon as I saw him. I wanted to take him away with me, but Biddy said that I had to get married first. I told her that I was happy living with Herbert and Clara. "Do you still think about Estella?" Biddy asked me. "I can't forget the woman that broke my heart, but I am not in love with her anymore," I told her. I couldn't stop thinking about Estella, so I decided to go for a walk to see Satis House again. I knew that Mr. Jaggers had been right about Drumley hitting Estella, but I also knew that Drumley had died. He had fallen off his horse and died. I thought that Estella must have got married again. When I got to Satis House, there was nothing left except the wall around the garden. The whole house had been pulled down. It was getting dark, and there was someone walking around the garden. It came towards me, and I realized that it was Estella. We called out each other's names at the same time. Estella was surprised to see me, but she was as beautiful as she was the last time I saw her. She looked sad now instead of cold. We sat in the garden and talked about Satis House. It was the first time that Estella had come back to it since Miss Havisham had died. I thought about Magwitch as I sat with Estella. She told me that she owned all the land, but she hadn't sold it before, but now she was ready. "I thought about you a lot since I last saw you," she told me. "So did I," I told her. "I came back here to say goodbye. I didn't think I would get to say goodbye to you too." "What? Why are you saying goodbye to me?" I asked her. "Life has taught me to love like you used to love me. I hope that I will be a better person because of it. Pip, can we be friends, even when we're apart?" she asked me. I took Estella by the hand and led her out and away from Satis House. As we walked away from Satis House, I knew that I would never part from Estella again. The end.